guys are not doing any pass blocking. You're just stepping aside and letting them walk in.
Pop, 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 pop. That's what I want. All of you around that ball.
What's wrong with y'all? Y'all play like some little girls. Y'all like y'all never played football before. These guys are nothing.
You hear me?
They please us like we do.
Yes, sir.
They sweat just like we do.
You hear me?
They went through 2 days. We went through 2 days in 110 degree heat.
Yes, sir.
I want you to hit everything to move. If the ref gets in your way, you hit him.
Okay, then let's play.
But that's cheating us too. They're against us too. This is our team. This is us. Let's go right now. Let's get it off now. Let's go.
Welcome in the final Rob Bro Show on Talk 103.9. It's going to be a good one, hopefully. Text already rolling in. We'll get to those. I am the host. You are the co-host. You can text in 806-855-3712. As always, on Friday, we'll have Locks of the Weekend. Get your locks in right now on the text line, 806-855-3712. The first lock that rolls in. Lock of the weekend, Rob won't get up before 11 the rest of next week. You probably book that one pretty strong on Monday, but I'll be up and at him the rest of the week. I got stuff to do. You know, I need to clean my apartment and do leisurely things, not this radio show, but other things. Might go try to hit some golf balls, do some vacation type stuff. We'll see what happens. I might catch a sod poodles game. You know, anything can happen. Probably should try to save a little bit of money, but, you know, as Cody Rhodes used to say, make money now, spend money now, make more later. Spend money now, make more later. All right. Let's hit the text line quick. Roberta, we love you and we will miss you. Liverpool -1.5 for +125. Texas Tech money line every game. That is a bold, bold move. No line on the Stars yet, but -1.5 for Reed. Shout out, Reed. Smoochies from Chuck. Smoochies. You ever get a text signed off Smoochies? I have not. Log of the century, Rockies, Stars, Avs, Moneyline Parlay tonight. We'll miss your show, Rob. Thank you. Rockies, Stars, Avs. The Texas Rangers starting a series with the Astros nemesis, the Yankees. The Texas Rangers hosting the Yankees, 7:05 tonight. And the Astros starting a series with Philadelphia at 7:10 tonight, a World Series rematch. That one on Apple Plus tonight. The Stars can clinch tonight in Minnesota. They're up 3-2. Playoff hockey is so fun. Do you ever watch playoff hockey, Connor? No? If you were to get into a sport, I think if you could go to a playoff hockey game, you would be hooked.
Yeah. I've watched a little bit.
In person.
Never watched one in person.
I want to go to a Stars game in person, a Stars hockey game. They look so fun. And hockey is one of those sports, much like soccer. So you have the Lubbock Matadors in town now, the semi-pro team. They start May 13th. It's going to be a red out first. Some odd fans get a red rally towel for going out there early. But I will say, soccer was never a sport I got into until I saw it live. Hockey has never been a sport I generally watch until I watch playoff hockey. I love playoff hockey. The atmosphere seems incredible. It's palpable through the TV. I would like to check that out in person.
Those fans go crazy.
Oh, they're insane. Soccer fans, too, especially like watching the World Cup and stuff or over the pond. That Stars game tonight, 8:30 Central Time against the Wild. The Avalanche, I believe, are in a series with the Kraken. That tonight at 9 p.m. on TNT. the Kraken. Seattle leads that series 3-2. So the Avs to extend, Dallas to clinch, and the Rockies tonight in a money line game. I would also love to go back to Coors Field. Went to Coors Field for a game in high school, enjoyed it. They play the Diamondbacks tonight. Kyle Freeland versus Kelly there for Arizona. The last time I tried to go to a game in Denver, it rained out, but we were only planning to, we were doing a suicide trip. So we just had to drive back after the rain. We didn't get to watch a game. We just drove to Denver and back. Didn't even do anything fun. Let's talk about the Dallas Cowboys draft last night. We did not talk about it on the Raiderland. Obviously, Tyree Wilson going to the Raiders. Love it. Him and Max Crosby are a great duo, I think. That's going to be a great opportunity for him there in Las Vegas. He dressed for Vegas last night. That was incredible. So, kind of moving on, I think that's going to be a great opportunity. Think. And Tech fans will be able to go down to Vegas, watch Tyree Wilson. The Big 12, more and more involved in Vegas. So it'll be great to have a linchpin of that defensive line from the Big 12. And the more and more Big 12 guys you can get there in Vegas and kind of maybe clinch that area as a Big 12 town, even with the professional world growing and growing by the day there in Vegas, especially with Oakland seemingly going there. I don't think that's been confirmed, but they tried to buy some land there. So that'll be interesting. That'll be an interesting ride. And as soon as the Chiefs play in Vegas, that will be a bunch of double T's going down there to see Tyree Wilson versus Patrick Mahomes. That'll be a great atmosphere. And I will definitely try to attend one of those games pretty soon. This texter, the American Airlines Center is an absolute electric factory for the playoffs. Yeah, it does feel that way. It is incredible. I would love to see one live. But the Dallas Cowboys draft, defensive tackle from Michigan, and my initial reaction to the pick was, who? I'll be incredibly honest, I have not paid attention to the mock drafts at all. I've kind of been out on the NFL offseason this offseason, covering the Tech basketball stuff, the coaching change, the Mark Adams fallout, and then getting into Tech baseball. Rangers baseball has been much more prevalent in my life this year, so I really haven't been following the draft like I have in previous years. I don't play fantasy football anymore, so I'm kind of out on who is where and what they're doing. I have not paid attention much at all to NFL free agency. I just kind of have been out on it, been busy doing other sports things. But after about 2 minutes of looking into the kid, I'm all in. It's a position of need. You got rocked last year in some pivotal games because you could not stop the run. A couple of teams ran all over you. If you were trying to defend the Eagles, you need to defend up the middle. And this kid has Larry Allen-type stories of him in the weight room. You do not need him to be a pass rusher. If he can be a run stopper on first and second down, and then you can put in Dorrance Armstrong and Tank and Micah Parsons and everyone else you have as a pass rusher on third down, you're going to be pretty damn good on defense, even better. This is a guy that Micah Parsons wanted. If Micah Parsons gets to play more linebacker this year, which I think he should, then you also have him making the defense better because he's eating double teams and your linebackers are free to move about the cabin in free space. So I love that. The Big 12 had six teams have draft picks. Will McDonald goes to the Jets. Incredible for the Iowa State Cyclones. Breece Hall was just outside the first round last year, but they broke a long streak by him going to the Jets to join Breece Hall. Alan Lazard is also there. So you kind of have an Iowa State connection in New York. And then you also had Breece Hall to the Falcons. It's a bit of schadenfreude for me, just kind of laughing at the Texas guy going to the Falcons. First round running backs are schadenfreude in general, but you just kind of laugh at those teams. You kind of remember the Zeke signing, which was good at the time, and then the re-signing, the new contract kind of put it out of perspective. But when you think back, and you could have had Jalen Ramsey at that moment, it's kind of frustrating. But it's fun to laugh at other people's mistakes, especially the Lions. That was a bad pick. Running back that early in their position, what they need to do. If you want to run the ball well in the NFL and you have a first-round pick, take an offensive lineman. I don't know why you're taking a running back there. And then King Felix to the Chiefs. That was an incredible pick. There was stories that the Chiefs tried to trade up to the Cowboys pick because they wanted who the Cowboys got. And they did not allow that to happen. The Cowboys took him. So if the Chiefs front office wanted the guy, that makes me feel even better about him. The Larry Allen comparisons in the weight room make me feel better about him. The dude is a massive human being. That makes me feel better about him, especially on the front of a defensive line. He's a day one starter. The Texans, great draft. The Cowboys, good draft pick. The Chiefs, good draft pick. So overall, my teams, I'm pretty excited. Not that the Texans are my team, but I would just say I respect, okay? I respect the Texans draft. And, you know, you could see D'Amico Ryans there in the draft room. What are we hitting to Gwitty after that in celebration? So he was happy. I think the Texans fans are happy. Excited to pay attention to the Texans in a way I've not before. I think they're going to be good, and I hope they are. I the NFL's better when teams in Texas are good, and you have a little bit of Texas rivalry. And how awesome would it be for the Cowboys to finally get to a Super Bowl and it be against either the Dallas Texans and the Kansas City Chiefs or the actual Texans now? And just kind of have a Texas party there in the Super Bowl. Now, I don't think that'll happen for either of the Texas teams in the recent, you know, future, but we can dream, okay? All right, let's take a break. We got text stacking up. We'll get back to the text line after this. We'll talk Texas Tech basketball. Is there any basketball talk? We'll talk baseball for sure. We might end up talking basketball. I don't know. It's a Rob Bro Show. Talk 103.9 News, Money, Sports.
You say yes, I say no. You say stop, but I say go, go, go.
Welcome back. It's Rob Bro Show, Talk 103.9 News, Money, Sports. We are saying goodbye today. The final show, one of the final segments starting right meow. Do I look like a cat? Am I lapping up milk all nimbly bimbly? This texter, fade Rob for life. You should. You should. I'm at least 50% of the time. But the Friday fades. Strong action there on the Raiderland. We did it for a long time. Before that, on the Rob Bro Show, it was the Winter Factory. You got to do things that winners do, say things that winners say. We could probably find that cut. Connor, in the bits section, there should be a... you know what? I'll come in there. I think it's called Bartisms. But we'll have to find that. I think we should play that one last time. But I'm going to have to, you'll have to check it before we play. You'll have to check it before you play it. All right. Rob, you're very good at this sports radio thing. What's next? Let's ride your favorite Merkle Badger. You got to love the Merkle Badgers, man. They're great. Wait, if I'm the co-host, does that mean I'm fired? No, you're not fired. We just fixed the glitch. We fixed the glitch. The most Texan thing I've done is go to Asleep at the Wheel at Bob Wills Day in the Turkey High School gym. Beautiful.
I do That's have great. At least one here that we could play.
Is it the Golf Guys or is it the Winter
it's
Factory?
Just Winners.
All right, let's do it.
I could play Golf Guys too. But... No.
Not miss your chance to blow the Winter Factory. Teach them not to say things that a loser might say and say things that winners say and do things that winners do.
It's beautiful.
You want to hear golf?
If you know who it is. Yeah, let's do it one more time. You get a Steve Dale laugh in this one, too.
Golf guys, kick ass, baby.
That was one of my greatest things. I know he kind of fell out of favor here in Lubbock, but I had the opportunity to call Bart Rager every single morning at 8:03 for more than a year, probably two or three years, I called Bart Rager every single day, and those were two of my favorite cuts from his time on the show with Steve Dale.
I've had some interesting Bart interactions, and some of my favorites were after everything happened.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Calling in and doing everything else. So good. All right, let's get back to the text line. The Turkey High School gym, that's got to be pretty good. It's probably some guy in a banana hammock strolling around outside of Turkey High School. Rob, a somber day. It's Friday, so that means it's the weekend, and I can't keep working, which makes me sad. It's also the last day of my favorite radio show, Ryan Hyatt's Raiderland with Ryan Hyatt. In all seriousness, my stone-cold lock of the century of the year is this. Rob Bro will move on to bigger and better things, and will continue to be a bastion for sports media in the Hub City and across the country. Thank you for all the great shows and segments, and I look forward to following you on your journey. You can't escape my stupid texts. Love you, your best friend, the artist formerly known as Grande Poyo. One of the all-time texters here, the GOAT texter, some would say, here on the Rob Bro Show.
My favorite segments that you and Hyatt would always do would be the... if the coach, or you know, what the coach wants to say and what the coach actually would say in situations, as well as I don't remember what you called it, but back on your Sunday, you know, or your maybe countdown to kickoff, you would review the uniform colors for that.
Oh,
day.
Yeah, the fashion segment. Yeah, what was that? I can't think
of what it was called.
Yeah, I think we just did the fashion,
but you had a name for it, and like at one point, you had an intro for it.
We did, Glorious. That should be in the segment too. This system. Glorious. That's a great song. Hey, Rob, happy last day. Cool fact, Tyree has always been a Raider at all three levels of football. Raider at West Rusk, Red Raider, and now Las Vegas Raider. Also, the Texans trading up to number three was crazy. One last question. What bit are you going to miss the most with your show here on air? Yeah, we were just talking about bits. The thing about me is that I love bits. I do bits in my normal everyday life, so I probably won't stop any of these bits, but I will say I have really grown to love the Power Ranking Thursday. That turned into a really fun bit for us.
That's practically when me and my friends hang out.
Yeah.
Like if we just like are like going out to like lunch or something, that's practically what I make them do every time. It's just like, hey, what are you guys' favorite blah, blah, blah from like every time I do that. I'm sure I drive them crazy with it.
It's just, it's a classic bros being bros hanging out kind of motif. And it's a road trip game. It's whatever else. People make fun of me because I like road trip games. But you could sit here and name your top five favorite anything, and I'll have an opinion on it and get back to you.
Tells you a lot.
That's fun. Yeah, you do get to learn a lot about a person that way. Like if we did, I don't know, top five favorite Disney songs, you might say You're Welcome, Moana, Shiny. Shiny was a good one. Shiny. Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. That's a classic.
Be a Man.
Be a Man.
That's probably my favorite.
That's a good one. Some Hakuna Matata.
Lion King's got so many good ones.
It's a wonderful phrase. Solid. Solid. All right. Back to the text line here. We might just read text the whole time. Most Texan thing I've done. Oh, we can't read that one. Okay. We got some clarification on a text earlier. He says now, my most Texan thing I've done is kill a deer that I fed all year and call that hunting. There we go. Yeah, so you set out the deer feed, you get them all fat and happy, and then you kill them and eat them, I guess. The way he worded it in the first hour was much worse than that. Oh, but I get it now. I get it now. Lock of the weekend. Pirates win the series over the National. Quote, it's never goodbye. That's right. It's just see you later. That's from Pancho Loco. The Pirates, a little bit of a surprise so far this year. 18-8. And they locked up their outfielder they were trying to kick off. This is either the best thing to happen to Pittsburgh or the worst thing to happen to Pittsburgh. Because they're either going to go all in on this year and just be bad or tank and run out of steam and everything else. We'll have to see. But I will say this, exciting to see the Pirates be good. And that's one of those storied franchises that have struggled. They don't want to pay for anything. They're poor. And it's kind of like Pogonotrophy. You know, the art of growing a beard. Either you can do it or you can't. And this year, the Pirates are growing a pretty good beard down there. So, is what it is. I would not have expected the Pirates to be great. If they are, if they can kind of be good the rest of the year, that'd be awesome. And be even better for a Rangers-Pirates World Series. How about that? Meet you in Pittsburgh, Pancho Loco. All right, let's take another break. When we come back, more Rob Bro Show. More action. More Rangers. It's Rob Bro Show, Talk 103.9. News, Money, Sports.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go.
Welcome back.
So make the best of this test and don't ask.
Had to make sure that was the edited version. That's why I was waiting. I'd give that. That shot there in the front. I did invite.
It's in the system. I sure hope so. I just assume it is if it's in the system.
The same. I've had some momentary issues there. I invited some. We'll talk about that later. It's Rob Bro Show, Talk 103.9 News, Money, Sports. More to discuss today. We've talked about the NFL draft that's already happened, the first round. What will happen in the rest of the draft? What do you want your team to go get? Kansas City Chiefs, I'd love to go get some wide receivers still out there. Several going in the first round, but I feel like this is a deep wide receiver class. I think the Dallas Cowboys can still go get one of those corners on the board. I think there are plenty. I think this is a deep defensive back draft. Otherwise, I think there's plenty of opportunity for both of those teams, who I would call my teams, the Chiefs and the Cowboys. If the next Jason Witten, Notre Dame's Myers, still on the board, I guess that's the next pick for the Cowboys. We'll have to see. I do think they were about to get Utah's Kincaid before the Bills traded up in front of them. It looked like they were kind of scrambling, but they went with Maxey, so good enough for me. What Red Raiders will be drafted? I think I would say, you know, my co-host, Kyle Jacobson, on the Gambling Gauchos, was saying Muddy Waters, and I mostly agree with that. I think Muddy Waters has an opportunity, especially when you look at, you know, the position that's been drafted from Texas Tech over the last couple of years defensively. You've had some guys go. You have Zach McPherson there in Philadelphia. I think I made the comment last week that offensive line was a position you might take a flyer on. I don't know that Weston Wright has that opportunity. I think he'll certainly get a shot somewhere as an undrafted guy. But I might say Sir Roderick Thompson. I think, you know, the length of his career, the longevity, the production over a year of a year, I think he has an opportunity. And, you know, running backs are a spot where you kind of hunt, peck, and chase, and all it takes is you fall into the right place and get an opportunity out of camp. Isaiah Pacheco was fairly no name in the draft process, goes to the Chiefs late, and is a pivotal success to their Super Bowl run. And sometimes you look at these college runners and say, well, you know, nothing special, but you look at who and what offenses Sir Roderick Thompson ran through, and I've always said he is really good. He has a nose for the end zone. He's put good tape on. I think he's a really patient runner. He absolutely could be that guy that gets drafted. I'm not saying he'll be Isaiah Pacheco and get, you know, 500-600 yards as a rookie and be in a pivotal playoff race, but I think Sir Roderick Thompson is a guy who could get drafted late. Now, sometimes for those guys, whether it be Muddy Waters or Creshawn Merriweather or Sir Roderick Thompson or Weston Wright, some of these guys in the draft process, Trey Wolf, it's almost better to not get drafted and then go get a preferential undrafted free agent with the team you want to go to, who you think you fit on. And sometimes coaches know better than you, but sometimes you can look at a roster and say, hey, I have an opportunity here. They have, what, four other linebackers? They need a guy to come in and be in this role. They'll sign a couple here as the undrafted free agents, but I think I have an opportunity to get in that depth chart. Maybe you have a friend already on an NFL team. You want to go play with them, whatever else it is. I do think there's an opportunity for those four or five guys to be undrafted free agents, if not late-round flyers. The Texas Rangers start a series with the New York Yankees this weekend. The Yankees and the Rangers, kind of similar starts. The Rangers pretty good at home, 8-5. The Yankees 6-4 on the road. This is a good spot for the Rangers to get off the schneid. Just getting swept by the Reds. They'll throw Jacob DeGrom tonight. This is a four-game series going up against Schmidt. Is Jacob DeGrom. Schmidt 0-2, 6.30 ERA. DeGrom 2-0, 3.04 ERA. His first start was a no decision. That second or third start was a no decision. I guess it was his third start. He only pitched four innings, but four innings of no-hit baseball. Early in the season, both of these teams need a win. I think if you're the Rangers, you need to be great at home. You know, they built this new ballpark. If you're not great at home, it's kind of a waste, right? Weather will not matter. You'll be able to close the roof if any rain comes in, and you'll be even better if the roof is closed, in my opinion. Now, I think that changes the dynamics of the ballpark a little bit, wind and otherwise, but excited for this series this weekend. And if you're an Astros fan, they're also 14-11 now. You're tied. Can you get through April with the lead of the division? The Rangers hope so. Aaron Nola pitching tonight for the Astros, against the Astros. Framber Valdez for the Astros. He's 2-2 with a 2.25 ERA. A little bad luck for Valdez so far this season. And again, that went on Apple TV Plus. Couple of good series. If you're a Rangers fan, you are definitely rooting for the Phillies to just win two. If you could just get us to May with the division lead, and we'll be happy, because the Astros are going to win this division. I said this yesterday, and I got some texts, some messages from some Astros fans. Oh, I thought you said the Rangers were going to be good. Yeah, they're going to be good, but the Astros are still better. Like, I'm a homer. I'm not an idiot. Like, I understand the Astros are still good. That doesn't mean I have to like them. Elsewhere in baseball, the Royals and the Twins. Go Royals. For Patrick Mahomes, no other reason. Orioles, Tigers, Cubs, Marlins, Pirates, Nationals, as we mentioned. Elsewhere in the AL West, the Mariners will be in Toronto playing the Blue Jays. The Angels will be in Milwaukee playing the Brew Crew. The Angels at 14-12. The Mariners 11-14. And then the Oakland Athletics, historically bad run differential. They play the Reds, and they are 5-21, 2-10 at home of the Athletics. They have a rookie coming up, Rosinski, and Leo Sessa pitching for the Reds. I don't know if his first name's Leo, but it makes sense. Louis. Louis. I just want to say it like, hey, Louis Sessa, but I think he's from Mexico. Sounds Italian, though, right? Louis.
You know, it's an old Simpsons joke that says it's the same language. They say it's the
Italian and Spanish.
Yeah, the same language.
The love languages. Same base. All right, let's take another break. When we come back, we will have the final segment of the Rob Rose Show. Do some locks of the weekend. Talk a little Texas Tech baseball. It's the Rob Rose Show. Talk 103.9 News. Money Sports.
When are you going to come down? When are you going to land? I should have stayed on the phone.
Welcome back. It's the Rob Rose Show. Talk 103.9 News, Money, Sports.
Brass monkey, that funky monkey. Brass monkey, junkie.
Quick shout out to all the hosts and anyone else I've worked with up here. Rob Snyder, Carson Robinson, Tucker Lowrance. We had them in last week. Rest in peace, Steve Dale. Got my start with him. Weston Odom, worked with him as well. Chad Hasty over on KFYO ran his show for a couple of months in between some other things I was doing up here. It's been a good ride. Obviously, the 23 personnel guys doing the countdown to kickoff, and later on, Rob Rose College Football Tailgate Show. Levi Fair, Robert Wright, the boys, LNR Sports Talk. Anyone else I might have run into up here on air or otherwise, some guests we've had, BJ Simmons, Pat Morrow from Bovada, Patrick Nosey Walker from the Cowboys, one of the most listened to interviews we ever did when he talked about Cole Beasley, because Cole Beasley shared it on Twitter. That was fun. Getting tweeted at by The Rock, fighting the Big 12 Conference. And otherwise, yeah, that used to be posted up in there. I think it's probably in my office now, but it's been a good ride. And I appreciate as well the listeners, Robert Delgado, Alan, used to call into the Rob Bro Show all the time. Todd, if you know, you know. all the listeners
if
that
he called,
texted.
I'd let him on.
Hey, did you know the Monterey Plains are playing tonight? I did, Todd. Thank you. And it might rain? Oh, okay. Thank you, Todd. Oh, man. Let's see. Also, to all the texters, it's been a great ride with you as well. Too many to name, but even talent guy and SEC guy, we'll always appreciate it. And, of course, the board ups, Connor, you've produced many hours of my radio.
This is probably the only show I've never had an issue with in my history.
Well, I try to be harmless. Luke,
fun show to do.
Yeah, Luke Tucker.
Even if I'm not a big sports guy.
Well, you know, we try to do other things as well. Luke Tucker, Amy. Trying to see if we had any other board ops run through. I think that's pretty much it. Nick did some stuff for us. That's Jacob. That's probably it. If I missed somebody, I'm sorry. I wasn't really planning on Maggie. That was a good one. Shooting Star was Maggie.
Did Kim ever do any sports stuff? Any kicking?
No. I don't think so. Kim was a shining star as well. Shooting Star. Shining bright in the sky, moving forward. Very good. Okay. Hosted some with Alan Corbin as well. Alan Corbin, shout out on the weekend tailgate show as well. Also, the salespeople up here, Danny. Shout out to Danny, Ken Corbin, Tina, Rosalie, anyone else who's helped me over the years. I really appreciate it. Already mentioned Rob Snyder, but he gave me the job. He kept me around. He fought for me. He gave me full-time status. And finally, after I begged him enough, gave me my actual show. So he could have done worse. Didn't always see eye to eye with Rob Snyder, but we had a good time together, I think. Some more text in. I'm not going to read these, but shout out Alan. Shout out Carson. Carson texting in. Oh, the Chad. Yeah, we can mention the Chad. He called in several times to the show. Always fun to hear from the Chad. All right, let's get back into a little bit of sports here. I do want to mention, if you want to continue listening to me, the Rob Bro Show, if you want to continue listening to the Gambling Gauchos, you can. You can follow us on Twitter at Gambling Gauchos, at Rob Bro Show. You can sign up for our Patreon at Gambling Gauchos, patreon.com/Gambling Gauchos. We have a list of interviews with former players. We've interviewed Sonny Cumbie. We've interviewed Rodney Blackshear. We are starting a series with prominent sports media members. We had a deep dive with David Collier where we discussed Bob Knight stories, his time in Lubbock, his time before he got to Lubbock. We'll talk to Don Williams. I don't want to spoil too many that are coming on. I'm sure Ryan Hyatt will probably ask Mark Finkner if he's listening. Hey, Mark, do you want to come on with us? Anyone else? Don Williams. The list goes on and on of radio personalities, media personalities here in Lubbock that we can talk to. And it's really cool to see their perspective and the other side, because you've gotten to hear them on air. You've gotten to hear them writing, but so much more happens off the air that we want to kind of try and dig into in that respect. So you'll hear me at least one more time with Ryan Hyatt as well on that. But you can sign up for those, listen to it, join the Discord. That's all through patreon.com/gamblinggauchos. All right, now we can talk Texas Tech baseball. They head to Manhattan, Kansas, a place they've not won a ton. They're right under 500 in Manhattan, but this is one of the most important series that they've had. I do think that they can win this series. And if you have pitching like you did last weekend, there's no reason you shouldn't win this series. Mason Molina had a dynamite start, maybe his best start as a Red Raider last weekend against Baylor. Trendon Parrish has been trending upward and has been very good. Ryan Free, Brandon Beckel. You need more on Sunday, but again, you don't have to sweep this series. You just have to win it. And as I say in every Big 12 series, to win a series in the Big 12, it is way easier to do if you can win on Friday. Now, the problem there, and I say problem a little bit lightly, but the problem there is that they have a left-handed pitcher starting on Friday night, And that has been the Texas Tech Red Raiders kryptonite a little bit. Borema is 5-1 on the year, 4.37 ERA. Fajardo, 2-1, 4.99 ERA. And then Colin Rothermal, 1-2, 4.5 ERA there at the end. That is their Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And then you'll have Mason Molina, Trenton Parrish, and then TBA as normal on Sunday, though it's been Jacob Rogers. All right. That wraps up the final Rob Bro Show. It's been a ride. Holding up my boombox, telling people it's time to go. I'll be around. We'll see you right here on Talk 103.9, I'm sure, in the future. In some capacity.
Including tonight.
Including tonight, the Monterey Lady Plainsmen in softball playoff action. We'll have that call. First pitch scheduled for 6 o'clock. We'll see what the rain does. I hope it doesn't affect that start time at all. All right, I've been Rob Bro. I'll be Rob Bro. We'll see you in Valhalla. Slow change, it pulls us apart. When the light gets in your heart, baby, don't you forget about me. Don't you forget about me.
The views and opinions expressed by the participants on this Talk 1340 program are not necessarily the views of Talk 1340, its advertisers, staff, management, or Town Square Media.